This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Taz here, 7 at the hour. Good day program, August the 17th. It's Thursday morning. We're having a heat wave. And boy, are we having a heat wave. Here's the story of a National Guard soldier who passed away, Jay. Hospitalized and then died. There are actually a couple of them. There was a routine training mission, and they were in the heat. In this Mississippi National Guard camp, so he died. Soldier who died had a medical emergency. They were going through a fitness test, actually, that included a 2-mile run. Mm-hmm. Imagine doing that in 108-degree temperature.
Well, and depending on where they get stationed and what they have to do, it may even be dealing with hotter temps. And so it's one of those, I think, especially when you're doing something like this, you feel like quitting's not an option, regardless of how you feel.
Yeah.
No, heat-related illness and even death, it can happen so quickly. What is it, the one thing? If you are in a heat-related situation, you are very hot, and then all of a sudden you get cold, you're supposed to stop what you're doing and go get help immediately, because you should not be cold when it's that hot.
110 degrees at Camp Shelby over the weekend. And so one of the people in charge said, well, that's the job. It's strenuous. It's demanding. There are risks. I don't know that I think that sounds very sympathetic. anyway.
But in reality, if this were not a training exercise and this were an actual situation, it's not like you could just be like, hey, I need to take a break. I need to take a minute.
It's too hot for me. Yep. So anyway, the person in the in charge of the camp said, quote, safety and readiness are paramount for the men and women serving in the Mississippi State National Guard. And I get that. That's true of most anybody. A lot of it's very interesting to see the makeup now of these groups. You know, there are often as many women, if not more women, in the National Guard as there are in the rest of the services. And in fact, the person who was in charge of this camp was a woman named Lieutenant Colonel Deirdre Smith. And some of these women, I've seen, you know, you follow some of the training that they do. I just try to keep up with as much a variety of things that are going on in the world. I don't read books because I'm always looking for the next story.
So
a lot of these women that are now building themselves, they have a lot of women working out, a lot of women becoming very strong and very adaptive. And I think for the most part, that's all good. It's better to have as many people ready. And it's also important to have people that are physically fit. We need to have more people concentrate, especially when you see such contrasts in our society of men and women who are so overweight and their children are so overweight that, you know, then you see these women and men who are working out together in the gyms and the partnerships that develop out of their desire to be stronger and better at what they do. There's nothing wrong with that. I think we should be grateful, actually, to whoever it is that we tie ourselves to, i.e., whether it's a love relationship, romantic relationship, friendships, people in families. Just be thankful for the folks that you get along with, the people that you feel happy if you're around someone. I'm reminded of something that I read at one time. It's kind of like the people who write about nature. I find that is very settling. At the end of the day, you want to calm down and you just want to, I just have a book by my side, the bedside, and I look at it and maybe only read a sentence or two or a paragraph or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this and I thought, this is really, this would make you go right to sleep. Let us be grateful to people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom. But just think about it. How could you not be at peace? And that's what you need to do when you go to bed at night. You got to be at peace. So be grateful to people who make you happy. They are the gardeners who make your soul blossom. Yes. Which reminds me also of something. If I'm just blessed. I feel so happy that I am as interested in so many different things as I am, because it helps to have these conversational tidbits when you're doing a program like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, face it, when you're having conversation, even with somebody, you know, over the dinner table, it's not. It's I don't talk about politics ever, except here on this program. I never, with my friends, my family, never. You know, you look at some of the things that we do come across. This week, I think we've come across a couple of different stories about fragrances. I know that you and I talked about one. I think Ken and I talked about it on the Good Day Health Show.
Helps your memory. It's better for studying.
Right.
And it
right.
even affects different moods. There are different essential oils that people can use if you have a headache, if you are trying to settle down, if you need to be energized.
Mm-hmm. So here's another thing to think about, because I'm sure this has happened to all of us. I know it's happened to me. Snuggling in bed, burying my face in an old T-shirt from a partner that I was with at the time that might not have been there that night. And then you think about, now we dig around into the nuance of this. There's another study that suggests that this is a study from Columbia University about the aroma that is in the bed or on the pillow or on the shirt that you have. The beloved aroma is your ticket to a better night's sleep. I'm being serious about this. It is, you know, we think it gives us peace, but it really does give you peace. It has something to do with the olfactory, what were you just saying, the various things that affect your brain.
Depending on what you need. Like lavender is really good for settling down. Orange is really good for waking up a little bit, or any kind of citrus. Eucalyptus and peppermint if you feel like you have some sinus issues.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, and then the things that you wear a nightgown. I'm not trying to be too personal here, but some people can
sleep
naked.
PJs.
Some people wear pajamas. Some people wear a nightgown. And you know what the other thing is, beside the loved ones, those of you or those of us who are close to our pets, there is something about being around pets during the day and having the pets with you at night that impacts your mood. It affects the way you walk. It affects you, listen to this, your appetite, your sleep, and illness. And I'm a great believer in how what's your mental attitude about your health and well-being. And if you feel good, especially when you go to bed, it'll help your body. It'll help your, it's fabulous. And please, when you wake up in the morning, don't look at your phone. The first thing when you get out of bed, come on, take a tech time
alarm off.
Out. Well, okay, if you use it for your alarm, I guess you got to do that. But then, do you have the power, the willpower to put it down, or do you go right away to see if there's a text for you or an email
or
for you?
I was going to say the emails, the people who are like, well, I need to, you know, get a head start on work, and I'm just going to check my emails really quickly, see if there's anything I need to do. Guess what?
Right.
That email will be waiting for you once you are more awake and you're actually vertical out of bed and do stuff for you to start the day.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that also you might take heart in, even though those folks who are environmentalists will tell you that the world is falling apart, I think yesterday or the day before when we were talking about with the new discoveries under the seabed, it's the sea life on the surface of the ocean floor, but now there's life. And apparently, as that study continues, they're finding that this kind of marine life is I don't know if enhanced is the right word, but rebounding There are lots of signs that the earth is rebirthing. You don't hear about it. You don't, these people who just tell you, oh God, the coral reef's going away, and the, you know, it may be changing, but the real story is that the life deep down in the sea is changing, and there are things that are growing that are adapting, because that's what has happened over the history of the planet for 4 billion years. The things that survive adapt to the changes that come as a result of the weather, or whether it's natural stuff or human-created stuff. There's adaptation going on. Maybe even the best example of that is COVID and how it kept mutating and adapting to the way we put the shots in our body. Okay, we'll figure a new way to get you. And that's kind of what it is. Meanwhile, this whole business about the tropical storm that's headed for the west coast of the United States, Tropical Storm Hillary, has formed off the coast of Mexico, way down the southern part, on the South Pacific. And so even though it's way off from Mexico's southern coast, it may strengthen and it may move toward the Baja Peninsula. And if it does, right now it's got 40-mile-an-hour winds. National Hurricane Center says it is about 400 miles southeast of a port named Manzanaro. I think, is that pronounced Manzanillo? Whatever. Nobody knows where that is anyway. But it's moving west-northwesterly. Who the hell knows where this place is? They don't know where that is. Anyway, 15 miles an hour, and it'll make a landfall sometime later this week. So, what does that mean for the people who live in Southern California? Hillary may change the fact that it's been 83 years since a tropical storm hit Southern California. The projections are not accurate yet. There's uncertainty attached to it. But, okay, so the key to that sentence is in the sentence. It's not like it's never happened before, but it hasn't happened for 83 years. So for all those of you who think everything is changing and it's never happened before, this has happened before. Will it be comfortable for the people in Southern California? Nope, won't be fun at all. Hurricanes are never any fun, but it's a part of what may happen, so it's better to know about it than not, I guess. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. New social media handle at Good Day Networks. I want to keep saying Good Day Radio Show, but on all our social media connections and platforms, all you have to do is use at Good Day Networks to resoundingly have an impact. So, celebrity news, this portion of the program, social media. This is really trending. Britney Spears. In a difficult situation again, the fella she married, what was it? Was it last year, the year before? When did she marry this guy?
Sometime recently. Have they even been married for a full year, I wonder?
I don't know, maybe not.
I'm not sure. His name is Sam Asghari.
Sam Asghari, and they are going their separate ways, it would seem. We'll talk more about that to get into the nitty-gritty of it all. What a sad reality for Brittany. What a tough time she's having. And obviously there's something there. But what is the story? Well, we'll get to as much of it as we know after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Did she write her own material, or does somebody else have that honor, if that's what it is, of writing her stuff?
I don't believe she writes her own songs, but she choreographs the majority of her dance numbers.
All right, so the story is that Britney Spears, pop star extraordinaire, and this young guy, the aspiring actor Sam Asghari, they've been married a little more than a year, And now the marriage is over. It's on the rocks. I guess it has been for a couple of months.
Well, yeah, there's been rumors since the beginning of this year that sources say this and sources say that. And then, of course, the photo's worth a thousand words, and there's always different photos. But now, it, as of recently, they were announced to be separated, again, by sources. And then he filed for divorce recently, just within the last few days.
The rumors started actually in March. They were having problems, and I can't imagine that she's not, for whatever the reason, difficult. She's a tough, and this isn't negative necessarily, or it isn't meant to be, it's not disparaging, it's just that she's had a life that hasn't been particularly solid. It hasn't been, I remember when she lived right down the street from me in Santa Monica, and the way that people paid attention to her, that has to get, she was at that time, let's see when that, it would have been, she was in her, probably 20 years ago, she was just getting started, she lived in the penthouse in a building down the street, and the attention that she was getting was unhealthy. And so,
I mean, you don't have a good foundation and people that are actually surrounding you to help you in those. I always think back about that one photo of her where she's pregnant with her second child, holding her first child, and she is being attacked by paparazzi, and she ducks into a restaurant or a cafe or something just to seek some shelter. And people instead inside just take pictures of her sitting there crying rather than helping her.
Yeah, right. Anyway, there's no question that apparently for a while he was really good for her, and maybe whatever, for whatever the reason, it just it doesn't work. Yeah, sad stuff for her continuing. It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 110 people are confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed the new total in a news conference, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. A federal appeals court is upholding part of a decision limiting access to an abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The FDA website says that as of June 30, 2022, there have been 28 reported deaths in patients associated with mifepristone since the product was approved in September of 2000. Lance Pry, USA News.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Instrumental, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. August 17th, what they call it, the hazy, crazy, lazy days of summer, as we are a month and a week away from the first day of fall.
It's like our final countdown.
Yeah. New study finds that performing acts of kindness improves your mental health. Maybe this would be something that we can send to Britney Spears. Poor thing. Does that sound terrible? I say poor thing.
I feel bad for her. I mean,
I do too.
Not that any of this has been diagnosed into the public knowledge, but how would you not have some level of arrested development just as a child actor in general, and then what she went through with the conservatorship and I mean, she's Britney Spears. You just say her first name and everybody knows
who it is
we're speaking on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No matter what your age. Anyway, this revelation that humans are hardwired to feel good when you perform acts of kindness toward other people, which is a trait that animals have. We don't know it because you don't feel it because we're not part of their social group. But think about how true it is. Let's come back to you. When you perform something and you're not looking for credit, but just doing something for somebody else, don't you feel good about it? And even if you don't consciously think about it, it will help relieve some of the depression that you may not even know you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the overview here, testing methods of cognitive behavioral therapy, a treatment for depression that doesn't involve drugs, and it's proven over and over and over and over and over again to work. So if you have anxious thoughts and you're moving away from people and circumstances because you're afraid of them, it's really basically, it's about treating fear-based thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting out of our own head and getting out of our own way a lot of times.
Get out of your way.
Yeah. When you're helping somebody else, you're putting your focus on them, not within yourself. But I also think it's one of those things. Sometimes a good deed is just because it was the right thing to do, and people do it without thinking twice. And then other times, there is a conscious effort to do something kind for others, because I feel like it's inherent human nature that when we are the reason someone else smiles, it makes us feel good.
And why shouldn't you feel good? Jay Kirshner makes me feel good every day, and I hope that the feeling
you do
is
the same.
Mutual. Yeah. So let's put it this way.
I think I've told you before, Doug, on the weekends I'm always like, I miss him. Is it Monday yet?
Where is it? I don't want Monday. So the thing that is most compelling here, or maybe the best example of how you can, just when you go, if you're somebody who drinks coffee, you go to the Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or wherever the places are that you go, and there's somebody next to you who you don't know, but you feel like, hey, I got a couple of extra bucks, I'm going to buy this person a cup of coffee or maybe a cookie, you know, something like that. Somebody who is not expecting anything from you, doesn't even know who you are. I know a lot of people who are coaches. I've been around a lot of coaches in my life, and I've coached a lot of people because there are different ways of using, there's a word, that, or different words than depression and anxiety. It's just triggering a good thought away from a bad. You want to diminish the bad thoughts and somehow or other push, bring to the surface the feelings that you have that are good. And I go back to Brittany and her social isolation because of her family and stuff, how perhaps there were good intentions there at the beginning, but then it got out of control because she was making so much money, they saw dollar signs instead of love for their daughter or their family member. And so, you know, those things happen, I guess, like it or not, they do happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to kindness. There's a group at Ohio State University called the Quiet Kindness Group. And they have, there are a bunch of groups actually like this that have experienced improvements because of random acts that are done. They just watch what happens to people. And so maybe if you're feeling a little down in the dumps today, here's a suggestion. This is the solution to your being down in the dumps, because we all have those days. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
You can become stronger if you just do something for somebody else. It's quick and easy. Even the simplest thing, I would say this because it happened to me a couple of times yesterday. I was moving some tractors around on my truck on the farm, and there was a lot of traffic, and people just, they saw me or they saw the truck or the tractor or whatever, recognized that it was a farm, it was a piece of farm equipment. They'd stop and they'd flash their lights and have me turn so that I could get into the field I was trying to get into. Just little things like that. I always think, how many times do you do that with people, and the way kids are brought up today, they don't give a They don't give a hoot. They think they deserve as they're supposed to get the... They don't say thank you. They don't even acknowledge that you do it. It doesn't keep you from doing it. But it annoys the hell out of me when they don't just, you know...
It's like, just say thank you. I sometimes get a kick out of people where you let them go in, but you can tell they think that they cut in front of you and they had to hurry up and do their maneuver, and it's like, let you in. But I also feel like when I let people in, then I tend to find somebody who lets me in. When I need to merge or something, I'm not waiting for a long period of time.
Yeah, what goes around comes around. One good act brings about another. Okay, from the Did You Know or Do You Care fact file here on the Good Day program, did you know that pigs do not sweat?
I did not know that.
See?
I'm a little fascinated by this.
Most all beings that have blood... in order to keep cool, they sweat. They have sweat glands. And so, you know, you have perspiration. Sometimes you get a little body odor from what's under your arms or other places in your body. Yeah, right. That's what it's from. And it's a part of the need your body has to get the water out of it and to have the outside when you're, you know, not the, the VO comes from the arms being tight in and you're not, you know, there's no air or sunshine getting there, but on your skin, what comes out of your pores is evaporated. And that's true with most cows sweat all the time. I see it in my own world, my own animal kingdom, but pigs do not. I don't have pigs. I'm not a fan of having pigs on the farm.
Is that why they cover themselves in mud all the time to keep cool?
And part of it to keep cool. That's very smart of you. That's the creature comfort that they find. Their internal body temperature is regulated by a different kind of thyroid hormone than we have. And it keeps them cool by wallowing in the mud. So you hit the nail on the head, my dear. Mud is their way of getting it. And maybe part of the, they can adapt that way, whereas like chickens can't and cows can't get into the mud. So anyway, how are we doing on our back to school stuff? Do I even dare ask that? Those of you who have...
The poor students who are like, we're already 2 weeks in.
I know. Well, every night this week I've talked to Miles about his being, you know, in the third grade starting school this week and what's going on. He's been very revealing about how he's preparing to go to school every day. According to Megan, my daughter, his mother, he's getting up early in the morning. He gets up at 6 o'clock and catches the bus at 7. But he's been... Normally she has to wake him up. But for whatever the reason, after the first day, like Tuesday and Wednesday, he didn't have to be awakened. He was awake already, and he was dressing himself at 6 o'clock, ready
to
go. Let's go! Yeah.
Some good discipline on his part.
But he's excited about going to school, which is what we all aspire for with our children, right? They've been hibernating in some way, shape, or form during the summer, and now, they're... back to reality, like us, it's their job. Like we have our jobs, their job is to go to school and do well. How many of you frame that for your children and your grandchildren? Do you frame that activity, going to school, that way for them? This is their job, and it's where they learn responsibility or not. Doing, from the simplest things like telling the truth, do I know the answer to the question? Nope, sorry, I don't. Or do you not tell the truth and say, you get caught? And there are wonderful lessons in life. Who wrote the book, All That There Is in Life You Learn in a Sandbox? Was that, there's a, you know,
oh,
the book
I'm
talking about.
I'm not familiar with that one, no.
Oh, yeah, look that up. All my lessons is, I think the book is called All My Lessons in Life I Learned in the Sandbox. But I'm paraphrasing it. I don't remember. And I want to say the guy who wrote the book's name is F-U-L-H-A-M or G-H-A-M. Isn't that,
okay.
Remember, Robert Fulghum. I think that's who it is. Yep. So, anyway. Back to reality. An entire police department in Minnesota quit yesterday because they aren't getting paid enough and they don't like working without the support of the city council and the mayor in their town. So the police chief quit and the 9 full-time officers quit.
Mm-hmm. They're like, you go, I go.
Yep, we're done. So what the heck is going on there, the mayor says, oh, this is heartbreaking. Well, you doofus, what are you doing about it?
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty small town, and so this was all on their website. The police chief expressed his concern to the city council about the low pay and the fact that the police were coming to get trained there, and then they'd go to another police department. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
But some of the officers working 80 hours a week after more and more left, and, that's sometimes two shifts in a row.
Time.
Right.
My goodness. Well, this is one of those things that didn't just happen overnight.
Nah,
it's not like nobody saw this coming. They clearly brought this to attention numerous times and were tired of not being heard or not being taken seriously.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine, I'm out.
Okay, see you later. The governor of Hawaii, late yesterday, went public because apparently since the fire, there have been a lot of people coming in trying to buy big chunks of land on on the sea side of this town, Lahaina.
Seriously, people are trying to take advantage of this
right
now?
Trying to take advantage of this area, fire-ravaged area. They're going in and they're offering the owners pennies on the dollar to buy the land. It's a basic land grab. That's what it is. And some big companies, big hedge funds, there are going to be a lot of legal challenges. It's going to be very difficult. So some people may not have the starch to withstand all of the consequences of having land in this area. So they said, okay, I guess I better get out. So the governor says he's going to protect local landowners from being victimized by people who are coming in saying they'll give you, X number. No, that land's very valuable.
It is.
And that's what, so good for him doing that. It's 48 past the hour here on the Good Day program.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flatweed shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. A lot of other diets, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pretty much everybody knows this is the theme from The Godfather. If we let it play through, you could put yourself waft away into some of those scenes from those movies. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with Movie Moments on Good Day. All right, so what's the latest from the Godfather series there, Chucker?
Today is the birthday of Robert De Niro, turns 80 years old.
Wow.
Awesome. Won an Oscar, Best Supporting Actor for Godfather.
He's still acting.
Napoleon. Yeah.
Isn't he still fathering children? Didn't he?
I believe so.
I think he's just a new kid. Like,
I don't really get into that aspect.
I know you don't.
On the program. But he's made 127 movies. He's got 8 more in some sort of production or in the can.
Good. But he's got his own production company. Yeah. The Tribeca Film Festival is built around his company, Tribeca Films, because he lives in Tribeca.
Listen, Taxi Driver, Godfather 2, Goodfellas, Raging Bull, those are classic films. Also, you know, Commies did Meet the Parents. He's done some bad movies, see, Grant.
Yeah, he has. But the one that I like the best of all of them was the one he did when he was the bounty hunter chasing Charles Grodin around. What a fabulous movie that is. Fabulous, fabulous.
Okay, that really elevated the career of Charles. It re-energized Charles Grodin's career.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. All right, so I saw, I was just talking to you off the air about how I spend a little of my time. I remember last night or the night before when I came in, it was raining, I had a little bite to eat, so I normally check what's on TV, and there's nothing on that I want to watch. So all the reruns and stuff I've seen or game shows and that garbage. So I found myself clicking onto a channel where the most recent Batman movie was playing with Pattinson. And I don't care for him that much. And I didn't think I was going to care for the movie. And then I got into it, and I stayed in it, and I enjoyed it, frankly. It's very dark.
It's very slow burn, too. It's a different – Matt Reeves directed that one. I like it. I don't like it as much is I enjoy the Michael Keaton, Tim Burton Batmans, or the Chris Nolan Batmans, which I adore. But I did like the film. It is a slow burn type of movie. It doesn't move overly quick. The last act, they speed it up. But it's an interesting take on...
All right, so I noticed that Barbie is past The Dark Knight. The reason part of I brought this up is because now it's Warner Brothers' highest grossing film of all time. Forget about inflation. But what do you have? $537 million at the North America market.
Almost $1.2 billion worldwide. Yeah. Listen, it's one of those... I read an article that said... about 35% of all the people who went to see Barbie had not seen a movie post-COVID.
Kids, so young
that
people.
That drove
yeah.
them to see, which I've talked about on the air numerous times now, completely this summer, a complete rejection of the male action movie. Audiences, a lot of
No, that's not
yes,
fair. It's not a complete rejection.
Big-time rejection.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
There's certain things that can't be understood. It's one thing for a movie not to do, like Indiana Jones to do less than $400 million worldwide, The Flash, $206 million total world. If you were a betting person, that would be the lowest number you could even think of those movies hitting, and it hit the lowest number, meaning that people just said, I'm tired of seeing this stuff. Give me something new. Which I think is a good thing overall. It's sort of like a cleanse. It feels like a cleansing.
Yeah.
Hopefully the studios, when they get back to business, I don't know when that's going to be, but hopefully get the message and do a lot of diverse product for different type people. Nobody wants to see, and I like superhero movies, just throw a Batman. I don't love Batman, but I don't want to see just superhero movies. I think whoever got into that... That model, I just not thinking straight. And
all right. So how about all the huzzarai about the movie Sandra Bullock and the Blind Side stars and the real life story?
I mean, that stuff saddens me when you read that. I mean,
well, they want some moron said Bullock should give her Oscar back for the role she played.
That's
of course it's
silly. Ridiculous.
It is. It's beyond.
The movie still works, whether it's completely true or not. I mean,
it's Hollywood, for heaven's sake.
Right.
There's a lot of attention being given to Rust again.
Yeah.
What do you think of there? There's a whole
When's the release date? When's the release date? You see it?
No, I haven't seen that. I just saw.
But like you said on the air, it's going to have obviously a lot more interest because of the awful things that happened than it would have. I mean, this would have been a straight, probably streaming movie.
So somebody, this new analysis of what happened on the set could be, if you pardon the pun, a trigger for Alec Baldwin being charged in the shooting. They're trying to get him because he's got money. That's what they're trying to do. Pretty obvious. That's what they're trying to do. All right, Chuck. Good to have you here as usual. 59 after here on Good Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.